Dirty Point Buck. Well, he was 8 foot tall, weighed 12,000 pounds. With every step, there was
the Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. That's really interesting to talk to Chad, a steelhead charter captain.
Getting on the fish, man. I've known Chad a long time. I've hunted and fished with him. You know, he's even on USA Ice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We haven't even talked about that. We'll have to cover that, too.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that he's actually one of our guys that has meddled overseas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he's a big deal. And he's got a very supportive wife that lets him fish and hunt all year round.
Right.
And he's turned it into a career.
Oh, really?
And
nice.
So
yeah.
His guiding, and he does a little bit of ice guiding, but not too much.
But the river stuff
is huge.
The
river stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, the salmon and even bass in the summer.
Right.
He'll take you out for smallies, and he puts you on fish.
Right. He knows where they are, and he knows how to catch them.
He is a chaser.
Wow. Very cool. Very cool. Well, speaking about chasing, there's a lot of sportsmen out in the woods and on the water this time of year that are chasing a lot of things. And one of the things that gets chased is ducks. And I've gotten more involved with the Ducks Unlimited guys. And guys that hunt ducks know how to cook ducks, but pretty much everybody else, it's almost like, oh, God, I don't even know what I'm doing. So I want to talk a little bit about a duck breast. And you say it's a mallard, okay? That is the biggest muscle on the bird. It is highly used. It drives the wings, and it can be tough. So a lot of people will pluck a duck, but most of the guys I see, I've got a duck breast. It's really dark meat, and what are we going to do with this? And it's super, super lean.
Yeah, they just flip them and rip them.
Right, yep. So the issue there is that how do I cook this thing without drying it out, okay?
Same problem with them.
Right, and if I'm going to go to the smoker with this one, I've got to brine that piece of duck meat. And brine is a sugar, water,
salt
type combination.
And
herbs, right.
Did you have an opportunity to impart some real creative flavors in
right
there.
Yep,
and
exactly.
Brining is where that happens,
right? And you can brine too long, so you know, you can look up the specifications for how much meat you've got in the water and stuff, but I'm gonna brine for 6 hours maybe a duck breast, and that's not a big process. You can stick it in any kind of a vessel. I'd stay away from metal. I just go with a plastic or glass. I've got brining buckets.
Oh, I do too.
That are 5 gallon buckets, and they got like a little lid that you push down, so you keep the meat under the water, and you give it a quarter turn, it kind of locks it down there.
Now, do you cold brine or warm brine?
I cold brine.
I do too.
Yep, I prefer to cold brine. You can warm, but I don't like how things get partially cooked, and the texture of the meat gets a little softer when it's warm, and it stays firm when it's cold. I want all my heat coming from my smoker. And not from
you know
the
that little lid, or if you right. just take a plate to hold the
same
meat
thing.
Submerged.
Yep,
put the ice on top.
Yeah,
keeps it down.
Yeah, right. Keeps the lid
even
down.
Even if you're just in a small container in the fridge.
Yep,
put some ice on top.
Yep, and it'll hold that plate down and hold everything under the brine.
And as the ice melts, it's going to dilute the brine a little bit, and that's not a bad thing.
Right, right.
Because we're trying to get moisture and flavor into this thing.
Right,
and then we're going to bring it out. I pat them dry.
Yeah, so do I. You don't need to rinse them. You don't want to do that, but just take it out and put it on a plate, pat it dry with a little paper towel, and then I let it set there for a few minutes to an hour and right at room temperature, because you're going to cook it anyway. You don't need to worry about the bacteria. The brining has helped with that, and then you're going to cook it and kill any bacteria you got anyway. But it still could be dry. Try smoking it low and slow. Don't go high, because you want to get it cooked all the way through. And again, I'm looking for that 160, 165.
I'd actually go a little lower than that.
Yeah. Yep. Well, it is duck meat.
It's super, super lean.
Right. Yep.
Because I know we do goose.
Oh, yeah.
And same thing. But that 145, 150 is like where we try and stay with that.
Yeah.
Because I know it's going to coast.
Right.
I'm going to bring it out of the smoker. I'm going to throw it down on the board, and whether I package it or whatever, it's going to coast a little bit.
Right. This is something that once it's smoked, you can put it in the refrigerator, and I put it in a Ziploc bag or, you know, Tupperware, whatever it is. This will travel, and this will hold for a few days as long as you keep it cold. Another great item to throw on the board.
You grab that really nice slicing knife, the one that'll cut stuff thin.
Right.
And you make these 16th or thinner slices of that.
Right.
And you serve that with some good cheese that you've sliced thin as well.
Right.
Maybe a nice whole wheat cracker. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. And that is a that is a woodsman's treat. I mean, you know, you harvested a duck, you took time to brine it and smoke it, and now you're eating it at hunting camp. It doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah, you're sharing it with the guys, man.
Right, yeah. And, you know, generally, you're out, you get more than one duck, right? So and they're small, right? The breasts are small. So doing a half a dozen of them at a time, is you got room on your smoker if you got any kind of smoker at all.
Yeah, and the brine bucket, you know, you got a 4-quart brine.
Right.
You're done.
Right, exactly. So anyway, great, another great thing to take to camp. I do these little muffin tin things that are that I mix eggs and sausage in almost like a scrambled egg and cheese and put them in a muffin tin. I don't put the paper in there, right? But just that solution and level them right off on a muffin tin and put those in and bake them, right? And you can put peppers in there. You can put onions in there. But it's eggs and cheese, right?
Now, do you just put the muffin tin in the oven just dry, or do you put it in the bigger baking dish with water in it?
I've not used water, but to your point, I usually take some like Pam or butter spray or something and hit that muffin tin, even though they're nonstick.
Yeah.
It's an egg and it's cheese and it's going to stick, right? But if you put a little bit of that in there, it'll pop out easier. The whole idea is you're making pre-made breakfast,
yep.
Right? And there again, once they're cooked, they're going to keep for a few days. And you can wrap them up individually, put two or three of them in a tin foil, or put them in a Ziploc, right? It doesn't matter. But again, all we're trying to do is the camps that I've been to, and Bob was here, he'd be laughing at me because I haven't been in a few years. But the camps I've been to, I want pre-made food when the guys get back in just to tide them over until we get the meal done, right?
We do that. And also, it makes great pocket food.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're walking out, you're going to hit the blind, and you've essentially got that first hour in the dark.
Right.
When you thought you heard something.
Right. Or you think you can see movement and you rub your eyes and then
you're squinting so hard.
Yeah.
But to have that, those muffins or scotch eggs in your pocket,
yeah.
Even cornbread muffins.
Right.
Just having those and, you know, they can be a few days old, a little crunchy.
Yeah.
They're fine.
Texture's
man.
Good. Yeah.
You know, I remember True Grit when right. John Wayne was eating them corn dodgers that were hard as a rock.
Yeah.
It's just a little pocket food. And to get you by in the blind while you're waiting for that score of venison to come by.
Yeah. Right? That's cool.
Now, one of the tricks I do with the camp food is I love to make up my chili, and I make it about halfway.
Okay. You mean cooked halfway or
cooked
just
halfway.
Ingredients halfway?
Okay. I brown up the meat and everything, dump the, you know, I like beans, so I put the beans in, put the sauce in, all that kind of stuff, ingredients. I know I don't need to tune this thing. I've made it so many times.
Right.
And I put it in that big travel crock pot, the one with the lid that snaps down.
Right.
It sits in the pickup truck out there in the snow.
Right.
Until the day we need it.
Right.
And then
not
I bring
hurt it
in
a bit.
That morning. And I set it on the counter at camp, and I plug her in the wall, and I turn her to low, because we're high tech. We got electricity at our camp.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And
not
and
like
heat.
Bob in a tent.
Right, yeah, and heat. And, you know, I think Bob's cheating a little bit, because I asked him about that. He asked me to go with him, and I'm like, Bob, I'm too old to sleep in a tent with no heat when it's going to be 25 degrees out. That's not what I'm – because I got to get up and pee at night, and that's painful. If you're out of a warm sack into the nature, yeah, not do that. But anyway, he's like, well, no, I'm staying in a camp, and we've got heat. And I'm like, oh, you finally saw the light.
Yeah, well, I figured out if you put that crock pot on low.
Yeah.
When everybody comes in the end of the day, you know, 12 hours later or 10 hours later.
Right.
It's done.
Right.
It's ready to go. I mean, it's clear the table, break out the bowls.
Right, yep. Get a loaf of bread out, and you're good to go. That's the thing is that, like I said, men are hungry. Well, ladies too, when they come back in from camp. But anyway,
it's all in the preparation.
It is. That's all it is.
And prepping for camp can be as much fun as going.
Yeah, and guess what? You'll make a little extra and have some good stuff to eat at that time too when you're doing it. Yep. All right. Well, hey, we appreciate you tuning in to the Grilling Guys. Chaz, always good to have you sit in with me. Appreciate you making time. Barbecue Bob is out enjoying nature, and that's cool too. But
hope he sticks one.
Yeah, I hope he does too. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk with you next week.